Welcome to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. My name is Yolanda, and today I'm going to talk to you about gratitude. So guys, I want to share with you a story about something that actually is happening, is very real in my life, and it's about my father. My father has been very sick for a while. He is the wonderful recipient of a heart transplant, but he is also fighting cancer. And as he fights cancer, you know how cancer can do to your body, and it has caused him to lose weight, and it has caused him to go through several different trials and tribulations. And as we talk about gratitude on today, I want to just tell you something. I came to realize that every day with my dad is a present. And I know that it sounds somber and it sounds sad, but every time I get to hold his hand, he told me the other day on Sweetest Day, he said to me, "Sweetheart, I didn't buy anything for you. I wanted to get you a gift." And I told him, "You are my gift. I am so happy that you're still here." And every day that I can, I go see him. Every moment that I can, I am with him. And every time I get an opportunity to thank God for him, I do. Because gratitude is the most beautiful, fulfilling emotion when you are able to experience it at a point that you really can't control. And that's the point where I don't know how much longer I'm going to have him, and I don't know if I'm going to be without him. I know that he's sick. But I also know that I'm so grateful for every day, every moment, and every minute I get to be with him. So what does that mean to you today? What that means to you today is I want you to have an attitude of gratitude. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through or what you may face, today and every day is a present for you because you are still here. You are in this moment and in this time to make a difference in someone's life. And guess what? I'm thankful for you. Why is that? Because you are listening. You're here. You make my world better because you exist. So as you get up and get ready to go today, I want you to think about all the things that you're thankful for. And I'll pass the microphone on over to my brother Rodney.
Absolutely. So a couple of joy journeys ago, a couple of episodes ago, we spoke of the idea of manifestation. Well, one of the key components in manifesting any outcome that we desire is the simple art of already being grateful for the outcome as if it's already happened. So when we are thankful kind of in advance, what does that do? It sets us up to see it. Can I give you an example? Because that sounds like, what do you mean, Rodney? Okay, let's do some everyday lived experience, right? We could pull data. We can pull research. We can talk about the cognitive science behind this or the art and how the military actually studies this sort of stuff. But let's just look at everyday experiences. Have you ever had a dream and the next morning woke up mad at somebody because it felt as if they did what we dreamed about? Well, what happened is the feeling of that experience became so real that we saw it in real life. We begin to manifest these things around us. So if it can happen for something like anger or agitation, could it not also happen for something positive like gratitude? Absolutely. And when we are thankful for small little things, it opens us up. People want to help people who appreciate who they are and what they bring to the table. And then we fall into the categories of people that we see, man, good things always are happening for them. How does that always happen? It's not magic. One of my favorite quotes says this: success is not a secret. It's a skill. We can learn it. Manifesting is the result of already being grateful, experiencing the gratefulness, the attitude of gratitude as if it's already happened. That helps us along our joy journey. With that being said, I turn it back over to Yolanda.
Woo! I hope you all got as much as I did from that today. Thank you so much for joining us on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey with Yolanda and Rodney. We look forward to seeing you next time. Make today and every day a fantastic one. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye for now.